Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Slip, fall, crack, pain, addict, or an excruciating, illuminating moment? Well, folks, I was being healthy good, out running on a cold winter's day, saw a car backing down a hill, still covered in snow, thought, this hill must be slippery, stopped. Saw the asphalt peeking through, so reckoned it was okay. Slid my feet very carefully, and then backwards, boom, heard a crunch. Not with my ears, but from inside my body, and knew I'd cracked a rib. Now, I didn't know much about pain before. Whenever I yawned, burped, breathed deep, laughed, raised my arm on that side, turned my body, sat, stood, sneezed, the pain was, let's just say, excruciating is a vast understatement. In the ER, the doc told me it would be 3 weeks to 3 months before I was pain-free and prescribed oxycodone, an opioid painkiller. It worked. Some took the pain from an initially constant 7 out of 10 to a 4 or 5, but then waking midnight to pee, my good arm stuck under me on the couch, my wife asleep upstairs, I had no choice but to use my painful side arm. Whoa, 10 minutes of whimpering, pleading, oh my, please stop, breathtaking agony to turn my body. A despairing depth of pain I just didn't know existed. I knew then how easy it is to get addicted. I was moments from taking another oxycodone, even though I wasn't due for another 2 hours. I didn't because I remembered the research showing that in a few days, opioids make the brain more sensitive to pain and don't help in the long run beyond just those few couple of weeks, maybe. But all the same, 50% of those taking opioids for 30 days are still on them 5 years later, addicted. And I didn't because I realized that a good part of what made that agony so awful was my terrifying thoughts that it would just keep happening and I would have no control, no options, and that oxycodone was the best there is. Then I stopped the opioids completely after I found they made me white-knuckle, cursing, tearfully constipated. No kidding. I stopped after I undid my terrifying thoughts about the future by taking control now and sleeping in the recliner and switching to an over-the-counter painkiller, which, surprise, was almost as helpful and let my gut get moving again. Options. So, my friends, my personal lessons on dealing with pain, obviously prevention is best. Take good care so you don't develop chronic pain. If you do, know that opioids aren't magic. May help briefly, but with costs and a big risk of addiction. And the research shows there are many other ways to reduce pain. Physical activity often helps with back pain, headaches, osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, as do physical therapy, meditation, acupuncture, massage, yoga, tai chi, relaxation techniques, and cognitive behavioral therapy to manage those terrifying thoughts. Of course, see your physician to get the right diagnosis and treatment plan. And don't forget Grandma's remedy of prunes. Yeah, I'm Dr. Rich, feeling a whole lot better, thanks, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.